right, it's Friday.
What's up, dude?
Man, just another week. Living the dream.
What happened to your sexy radio voice?
It's right here. This is.
Talk to me.
Yeah. So we're going to see how everybody likes it. I was so excited today when I was driving and a banner came up on my phone that said episode 5 posted.
Yeah. Making progress.
Yeah. Yeah. So everybody knows about it, Travis. I got news for you.
Well, and I see in your background there, you've got the Hawaiian theme. So
can you see the hat?
Yeah. Well, what does your hat say? I can't read it.
Oh,
here. The Westin. All right. A plug. Love it.
Yeah, that's the timeshare that I don't need to get out of.
Yeah, well, you can't even go there. But did you see the news?
No, I haven't. I did look a couple of days ago at Hawaii. In fact, on one of my browser screens, I have a favorite for the Hawaiian COVID situation. But go ahead and give me the update because I'd rather hear it from you.
Well, you know, we've been talking about the fact that you can't even go there because of the mandatory 14-day quarantine period. And they have been announcing that they're going to lift that requirement if you can produce a negative COVID test, but they couldn't get the program off the ground. And they announced, I think, just yesterday that they're going to start it October 15th. So you and our buddy Matt, who I know listens, will be excited about that.
Wow, he'll be thrilled that you mentioned his name. He's listening to episode 5 right now.
Yeah. It's about time. I mean, it's been wild there. So happy about Hawaii. Happy about your radio voice. I have the sickness voice. It's not the COVID-a. So
you sound pretty good.
I don't sound sick anymore.
No, but just goes to show you how quickly you could get the COVID-a. Yes.
Well, you know, I don't know if it was the COVID-a. I am curious to know though. I want to get the antibody test because I probably have had it. I mean, I think we've all had it. You know.
Well, how did it? It came to your youngest child in preschool, and then your second child, your oldest child next somehow. Oh,
yeah. No, and then it just wiped out. It wiped out all of us in the house.
Wow. That is a virus. Yeah, don't worry about it. You look good blurred.
I try to stay blurry. I'm in a blurry state of mind.
Where's your sound blankets?
You know, they're hiding. I don't have them today.
Okay.
No problem. I don't want to mute the sound in my head.
You sound fine without them. So if that's what they were for.
I sounded pretty terrible most of the week. I finally feel like today's the first day I feel like I'm feeling better. But it was bad, you know.
What symptoms did you have?
Well, I mean, I had a sore throat. I had a lot of, you know, nasal congestion. I had a lot of phlegm. I didn't have a fever. I never had a fever, so that wasn't, you know, one of the issues. Which, you know, for us taking kids to school, they check, and they check the parents too. So, you know, we monitored that several times a day, but it never became an issue. So
yeah, you just got a cold.
Yeah, whatever. But I think I'm on the mend. I feel better.
That's good. So, my nephew, who shall remain nameless today, stayed overnight last night because there was something going on at his house. So he got up this morning, and I was so I'm always excited to spend time with him, right? So, you know, I don't know, 6:30, he comes out, and he's happy, and, you know, he wants me to see his iPad because he's playing some kind of game, and then all of a sudden – He starts sniffling and, you know, kind of trying to suck it up, you know, mm-hmm. you know, like this over and over. And we went through like half a box of Kleenex. The poor kid is, you know, such bad. And I'm like, hey, what happened overnight? You were healthy last night when you went
to bed. That's what happens, though. It just happens overnight. And everyone's so paranoid because obviously everyone thinks you've got it. And,
yeah,
you know,
for him, it was allergies. But I mean, yeah. I'd almost rather he just had a cold, he'd get over it. He's never going to get over these goddamn allergies.
I think it makes it worse when you have allergies, you mm-hmm. know, and just everyone is so fearful. And it's just so weird to me still to not shake hands or, you know, when you greet people, whether it's people that you know, or even if it's strangers in a business setting, you know, hello, and you get to that uncomfortable space where we're within a few feet of one another, and okay, that's the zone. We can't, you know, so then it's like, what do you do? It's already hard enough to figure out, you know, what bro handshake to give somebody.
Right.
But then it's okay, what air hug or what air shake or elbow thing are we going to do? The whole world's crazy.
I got out of my truck today and on the way home to do this and stopped at the bank, like I told you, and I go bebopping in the bank and I'm like, all right, this is going to be good, man. I've been looking forward to this all week. Not going to the bank, getting back here for the podcast.
Why, were you giving money or taking money?
Well, always giving.
I can see why you wouldn't look forward to that.
I'm a giver. It's not my money, so do I care? And I go bopping in the bank and I'm halfway in and I see the first lady in line. She's got a big old face mask on. I realize I am naked.
She's bigger than that too, right? The first lady?
Huh?
The first lady was there?
Well, so the lady had a big old face mask and I felt naked because I had forgotten mine. So it is not completely ingrained. I can eat. And it's a couple times. I've done it a couple times. And you get inside a retail establishment or a bank and you're like, I don't have my effing
but it's
mask.
Hard to make heads or tails of it because I think here in California, we're now at limited capacity for indoor dining, right? Aren't we like 25% now?
You know, I'm going to try to bring something up here if I can find it successfully. I had the, I wanted to see, oh, I think it's gone. I don't think I made it a favorite. It was like Orange County, right? Like, what's the status
in
Orange County?
Happening in Orange County?
Yeah. So you can, there's a thing on the health department website, I think, for California. And it's got a little map and all the counties are, and you can click on the county and it'll give you a list.
We're doing good. So, we're doing good, I think.
Yeah, everything's open, but restaurants and bars, right? So
even them for limited capacity, they're still preaching the nonsense.
I don't know. I wish I could find it. I don't want to. I got to turn away here and tap on my computer.
No bullshit. I got a. You know how you get a lot of robocalls, like a lot of spam calls.
Yep.
I got a. Several calls, let's see, what's today, Friday? In the last couple of days, I was inundated with calls that I never answer, but they actually left voicemails. And I'm not sure if this is a legit thing, if it's a Chinese scam, or if it's, you know, something, whatever. I think I got him and pull up this voicemail. Hang on.
Let's see.
No bullshit. Came to my phone.
Stay home. Stay safe and stay home.
That's a real...
Stay home. Stay safe and stay home.
Is that creepy or what?
Did that come from Newsom?
They must have. That's like as creepy as, you know, the scary movies where, you know, there's someone and there's a caller and the call is coming from inside the house.
Know what you did last night.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, I got that call multiple times. I'm like, what the hell is this? This is subliminal messaging to, you know, try to not let me go out. This was right before we just opened the restaurants.
This is what happens when the podcast... The Democratic forces that be have heard you, and they're trying to scare you into complying
with
the COVID stuff.
Yeah, they hate me. I don't hate them. I don't hate anybody. I hate sharks, though.
My coronavirus update screen here says that the United States... What the hell's going on here? Let's see here. Let it boot up. So we're at 30 million worldwide.
Cases?
We are at, yeah. Oh, wow. What is this? Who's been on my computer while I was gone?
That's the porn. It's called a virus.
My computer has coronavirus. Oh, no.
It's not the type of virus it has.
This thing says we're at 6,915,000 U.S. cases, 203,000 deaths, and some change.
I'm not paying you any more money.
No more money. Here's so last I noticed in one of our last podcasts we talked about some numbers. So you were interested in how much worse this was than 9/11. So how much worse is Donald Trump as far as
that's different.
Causing deaths than George Bush was.
Here we go.
So 3,000 deaths for George Bush, and when I checked this earlier today. It was 199,000.
So you are in that camp. You're in the camp of saying that Trump caused the deaths.
This is all his fault. It has been.
You're losing credibility
extensively. Yeah. I think that's a topic we've already kind of beat to death. So,
but
so
you know,
what's on your mind today? How can I set your conservative thinking straight today, Travis?
Is this too wild for you? I was starting to say that, you know, I don't have any hate, except I do hate sharks. And it's funny because I said this in 2008, 2009, the last crazy recession. There were so many people out of work, and there's so many people getting attacked by sharks because they're menaces and, you know, they hunt us humans. So what if we had a plan to kill all the sharks? We killed all the sharks in the ocean. Now, I know what you're saying, aside from, you know, we shouldn't kill animals, but think about it this way. The argument is, okay, they're a top predator, so therefore, whatever the sharks are hunting, they're not going to be left in the ocean to hunt what they naturally hunt. But here's the beauty of it. With so many people out of work, we put people in the oceans to manually hunt down the food chain that the sharks are hunting. I think it's brilliant. What do you think?
I'm surprised I haven't heard it come out of the White House, to be honest with you.
You know, we have this line of communication that we're just trying to improve on. But this is old theory of mine. And here we are now, 2020, where we have this catastrophe that is democratically man-made and democratically woman-made. Let's not forget them. That the entire economic disaster that both sides are trying to fix was completely avoidable and was caused by the left. So if, you know, there's all this talk about what are we going to do? How are we going to put people back to work? Let's put them in the oceans. Let's get rid of the sharks. Kill two birds with one stone.
You caught me off guard with this theory. I'm having a hard time thinking about all the reasons why that's not going to work.
I mean, there's some other, like, you know, batshit crazy things that you could say, like people say, let's kill the bees. Hey, I'm not killing the bees. We need the bees. They're pollinators and we need them for food supply. But the sharks, what do we need the sharks for?
Yeah, you kill the bees, you only have 30% left of all the plants on Earth. And all the ones that we eat are pretty much gone.
Yeah, so pick an animal. You know, koalas. We can't kill the koalas because, well, whatever, they're cute. I don't even know what they do.
I think you can kill the koalas. I mean, if that's your thing.
I'm not looking to kill koalas. I don't need another pair of koala boots.
No, I don't. Look, you know, I'm starting to worry, you know, with our massive following that we're putting together here, I don't want to get all the animal lovers on my back, so I'm not going to say something like, I don't give a shit about koalas.
You can say it. You said worse.
Yeah, I probably have. Yeah, wow, that's a great – well, I mean, you know, these are the kind of – I'm going to tell you what, Travis. In case by some chance your theory about how this election is going to turn out actually comes to pass and Trump wins because everybody's asleep at the wheel – and then I think you should, by all means, put that theory into action because, I mean, here's the thing. If you're retired, does that count as being out of work, unemployed? Or so it would just be the actual people that lost their jobs, right? The 30 million people that lost their jobs that you'd be putting in the ocean to hunt.
Well, listen, if you're retired and old and missing a leg and can't swim, I don't need you in my ocean expedition because we need real people that actually can spear these things.
Well, there you go. There you go. Then I don't care. You can take all the unemployed people and have them hunt sharks. I think that's a great idea. I would like to see it in the platform, though.
We have time to update it.
Yeah, maybe. You got like, what do we got, like 45 days?
I don't know. It's getting close. But, you know, it's crazy because there isn't a lot of that. There isn't a lot of talk about what we should do other than we won't do what the other side's going to do. I mean, there's like recently, I think we mentioned this last time, but we had all these wildfires in California that they say, do you see this? The smoke was reaching all the way. First, it was the Midwest. Then I think it's the East Coast. Now I think it reached Mars. Is that what they said?
Mars.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. It's all over now. I mean,
I don't know. I don't know what I thought you were going to say, but it wasn't Mars.
Well, and that's Trump's fault, right? Because, you know, he caused it. He caused the fires.
You know, I'm not sure that I'm at the point where I can blame Trump for global warming, although I will say that.
Can we get that on a loop?
Go ahead. I'll say it again. Here.
Please.
Ready? Get ready.
I'm listening.
I don't think we can blame Trump for global warming, although he has done nothing to make it better. In fact, he's the worst environmental president of all time. So,
yeah.
You know, let's go for coal because that is the energy of the future, coal.
Yeah, Biden, he accused him of being a climate denier. Is that the catchphrase these days when you don't align with the leftist elite that you are a denier of whatever the cause is? I'm a denier.
I will tell you, a denier. I mean, you know, I'd like to call people things like Holocaust deniers and Nazis a little less than I have in the past. So I'm going to move
less
away
of a denier.
A little,
you huh? You can't use that phrase, is what you're saying?
What phrase? Which one?
Denier phrase.
The denier. Try not to use that. I mean, here's the problem with Trump. It's not so much that he's a climate denier or COVID denier. He's just a science denier, right? His deal, he thinks that it appeals to his base to call everybody that is actually an expert on something, anybody that actually knows anything about anything, a fraud or a fake or a hoax.
That, you know, what's it's funny you bring that up. I did pull another clip. I want to, maybe you heard it, he was, Trump was in California. Was it this week, Monday? I don't remember. But he was touring some of the areas where the fires had burned. And for anybody that doesn't know, I mean, California's pretty much been on fire the last couple of weeks. I don't know, 8 or 10 or 12 fires throughout the state. We have a fire season here, like we have earthquakes, you know, earthquakes and every other natural disaster. And like there's hurricanes in other parts of the country. But it seems like the season of fires is getting earlier and earlier. And we have another phenomenon.
I love that you think there are people listening to this that are
not. It's just for you and Matt.
Are not in our.
And he's he's Hawaiian, so he doesn't know. He's new to the season.
Yeah, I haven't spread the word to Hawaii yet, so.
Hey, we'll send it there with the smoke and ash.
Yeah, I better send it through the Coconut Telegraph or whatever they call that. I better send the message over there and get my Debbie's 80 to 100 relatives listening to this over there in Hawaii.
Make sure whatever message you send also include a snippet of what's going to happen in the future, because when your message gets there and the coconut's going to have to quarantine for 14 days, so you don't want the message to be lost. You want it to be relevant.
It won't matter because my timeshare will be underwater pretty soon because of climate change. So,
are you making plans to go? Or are you not even? Are you looking at 2021?
Well, here's the thing. I had to make reservations last year when I was there before we, you know, when we left. Like, we got to make them a year out, or else, you know, we're we'll end up in a lean-to in the parking lot.
Okay, which that's not too bad.
Ain't that bad since
it's Hawaii. Hawaii. Come on, it could be worse.
But it's not the ocean.
You view, homeless denier.
hey, I will tell you that I had results dealing with the homeless at my place of employment, and they are no longer there that I have not had one.
Because you put the hammer down. You did what needs to be done.
I did.
Like with the sharks.
Look, you know what? Again, you kill the sharks. There's some kind of terrible ramification for that. Down the road, I'm not jellyfish go crazy or.
And we'll get out there with a net and we'll collect the jellyfish. I mean, it's a huge, massive employment scheme. Come on.
Otters go crazy and there's a million.
I like otter pops.
There's a million otters. Otter pops. Yeah, it's hard to say. You know, it's just hard to be careless anymore.
You know what? You only live once and not that long these days because we're all going to get the COVID.
You know, I'm not as afraid of getting COVID-19 and dying from it as I am of getting it and then living afterwards, because my luck, I'll survive it, and then it'll be hard to breathe for the next 30 years.
Yeah, but could that really be any worse than how you're living now? And don't take, you know, I love you, but you already can't sleep. You have a machine. Your balance isn't the greatest. You fall down the stairs.
That's a CPAP machine, kissing big cares.
You bloody yourself, you know, every time you have, more than two or three steps.
You know, let's not give anybody the wrong idea. Yes, I have sleep apnea. Yes, I am clumsy. And when I fall down, which happens sometimes, there's some bleeding involved. But other than that, and everybody that really knows me, I lead a pretty sweet life. So
And you would survive the COVID. You would make a full recovery. You'd be stronger. You'd have a six pack afterwards.
Dude, you know what? You know, it's been, I stopped smoking 2.5 packs a day, like a year and 2 months ago.
Oh, good for you, man.
Yeah.
You're down to zero, right? You don't smoke at all.
Oh, I haven't had a cigarette since a year ago, July.
Which is impressive considering the craziness and the stress and everything else people have been dealing with. Because you didn't go from that to zero, right? You had to scale back.
I took a couple years using, I'm going to forget to see the medication.
The gum?
No, that shit doesn't work. Besides, I hate gum.
Patch?
I'm sure. Not the patch, the pills.
Like birth control? What's the smoking pill? I don't know this.
Yeah, there's a medication. Oh man. I'll have to. Oh my god, I
and
can't
it stops your ovulating.
it takes away your craving and replaces it with an addiction to a stimulant that your body naturally secretes.
But adrenaline. I thought you you did the patch or some combination of
not
that.
Not the patch. No, the goddamn medicine.
It's from the beginning. And then you like lower the dose or something.
Well, here's what it is. You take that medication. It'll come to me sooner or later. And, you take this medication, the way it's supposed to work is you're supposed to take it, can keep smoking while you take it. It starts to kick in about a week. And then after a week to 2 weeks, you should be able to just say, okay, I really don't want cigarettes anymore. Cause it kind of replaces that feeling, that addictive feeling for nicotine. And then you can quit because you won't go through the withdrawals. Then you can continue taking the medication for a while till you're really past it. And then you do at some point have to decide to get off the medication. But there's no getting off the medication doesn't cause the kind of withdrawal that nicotine does, and it's really tough. So I took it for like 2.5 years.
Longer than you're supposed to.
Well, you're supposed to take it 2 weeks and then maybe a month after that, right? So I took it and it did. So I went about the last for sure year and a half I only was smoking about 4 cigarettes, 5 cigarettes a day, unless somebody that you and I both know and love pisses me off, and then I would smoke more.
That's expensive, right? How much are cigarettes now?
Cigarettes a pack? Are $8 a pack, and this stuff is $250 every time you get it refilled. So the medication. So when you're doing both, it's pretty expensive. In fact, when my wife bought her BMW 535i, I told her the way that we were going to afford that was I was going to quit smoking. So we had already paid that car.
Promise.
Yeah, we had already paid that car off before I actually stopped smoking. But I went down, you know, I was going through about a pack a week at the end. And then finally, you know, that went on for a long time. I'm seeing the doctor and he's like, look, your blood tests are coming in. Your kidneys are good. Your liver's good. You can keep taking it. It's not a problem. It's better than smoking 2.5 packs a day. So then about a year ago, it was a year ago, June, I just said, okay, that's long enough. and just totally quit and gave it a try. And it's been great.
I remember there was a time when like you were almost done, or maybe you even were, you like completely had quit. And you said, I asked you, have you quit? And you thought about it and you said, I'm not ready to call myself whatever you said, an ex-smoker at this point. You
know, I think that was probably around a year ago. Cause I kind of remember you asking me that question. I was about like 4 weeks or 6 weeks into it, about how long it would take to get the coronavirus under control nationwide. But having
15
said
days
that,
to slow the spread. The first big lie.
But I really didn't want to tell anybody, because here's the thing. I've quit many times and then lied about starting up again. So, you know, it's just stupid.
Just like you lied about that virus on your computer?
Yes. So I don't want to get the COVID because I've already done enough to injure my lungs for 2 lifetimes. And I'm likely to pay the price for that, even though I've quit smoking, but I feel so much better. I can breathe so much better. I'm absolutely, to be honest with you, I'm absolutely scared to death of contracting COVID-19 and coming out with and having to go into an acute pneumonia, which, by the way, is what it is in its full-blown state. And then if I don't die from it, which I very but likely
you,
would.
No, listen, right? Let me stop you. You know the odds of that happening are slim to none. You know that based on the data.
3%. Yeah.
No, that's wrong. You're basing that on total number of known cases and right. Total number of positive tests, total number of deaths, not total number of assumed cases, which I think is a tenfold factor when you take the number of confirmed positive tests. I think it's an assumption of at least 10 times that has had the virus, and you take that into the population of the U.S., there's, like I've always said, a lot of zeros there. It's not 3%.
Maybe we could maybe we will achieve herd mentality, as the president has predicted that we will. We'll eventually get herd mentality or
herd immunity.
Herd immunity.
What is that? I think it's low, right? It's like 16% right now.
You have to have like on the low side, you would have to achieve. Here's the thing. The problem is herd immunity isn't going to happen with this because it's endemic. So it's not measles. So there's no such thing as
which, herd immunity. Which, by the way, was that proves my point. And we've argued this before about why these lockdowns make no sense and why they don't work.
Well, I mean, you're never going to get herd mentality, or well, we might have herd mentality, but we don't have herd immunity. And that theory, which, by the way, you know, one of Trump's main advisors, who is an anesthesiologist by trade, is the guy he's listening to now. And this guy says that's the way to go. That's what we need. It's a great thing that so many people are getting COVID, and that's why we're going to get herd. He actually does use the right term, herd immunity. But the numbers for that work out to, that would mean about 2.6 million people would die from the coronavirus in order to do that.
And
here's the bad news. You go that route, you do nothing, you just let it go crazy, and let as many people get it as possible so we can achieve the herd immunity that we can't do, that won't help. And then 2.6 million people are dead. Not 250,000, not the closer to 300,000 I think it's going to be. 2.6, 3 million people. Because it's going to be, you need 65%
so are
of the
you,
population needs to get it in order for you to achieve that, if this was something that you could achieve herd immunity from.
All right, so I'm going to put words in your mouth. Are you saying that, but really because that's not a viable option, you can't achieve herd immunity to guard against, you know, more people dying of this thing or getting it over with that much sooner, that because that's not realistic, that what's the alternative? We got to keep people locked up in their homes forever?
I think that and partly through our discussions, to be honest with you, I'm not sure that I think that it's too late. I think we're past the point where those measures could really do it at this point. I think what would be important now, what could happen now, is that we could stop getting unadulterated bullshit from the president of the United States. He could just shut the fuck up and never speak again. That would be the biggest positive thing that could happen.
Speaking my language, less government, the better.
So the truth of that is that for an undeterminable amount of time, you're going to need to be careful about what you do. So a couple of things that I want to try to get, that I want to try to be serious for just a minute and set straight here.
Oh, kill the show, why don't you?
Okay, I thought better of it. And I'm going to make this quick, Travis.
Bear
with me. Actual facts for a minute. Here's the thing, right?
Is this your sexy radio voice? Here it is, folks.
Probably endemic. Yeah, it's probably endemic. And you're never going to, having it once probably doesn't give you immunity, much like having the flu doesn't make you immune from getting the flu the rest of your life. That doesn't make it a flu, Travis. So don't jump up and down with happiness. It's not influenza. right? This is the light cases are good, but they can vary often. And right now in the United States, about 203 times have led to severe acute pneumonia that most likely kills you. Okay. Or if it doesn't kill you, it leaves you with lifetime pathologies that you'll deal with the rest of your life. So, you know, I mean, I don't know where this number is going to go. We're already over 200,000.
Yeah, but what difference does that make? You know, I've never been bitten by a shark. Do you know why?
You don't swim in the ocean.
I don't fucking swim in the ocean. That's how I avoid getting bit by a shark. So if you don't want to get the COVID, then stay home. If you're afraid to live your life, stay home. And if we're really thinking, and I don't disagree with you, I've heard, you know, some facts about this herd immunity thing and how it's not really, it doesn't really work that way. And if that's true, this is never going to go away. Maybe we will combat this thing with a vaccine and we'll mitigate it that way. I don't know.
That's right.
But the point is, if you're afraid,
we'll
stay home.
We'll have treatments. We'll have better treatments, but not nonsense like chloroquine or.
But listen, that and here's the other thing, and we like to bring in the politics of it. To me, I completely just reject the idea that this is something government can fix. This isn't Trump's solution to fix. It's not. He's not responsible for these deaths. Biden and Harris can't fix it. They can't.
I'm not saying that they can fix it.
They think they can.
I don't care if they think they can. I mean,
you're going to put them. You're going to try to put them in office so that they because they think they can.
Your radio voice just kicked in. Listen, I don't think that Biden and Harris have any solution for this. Here's what I'm pretty sure they won't do. They won't continue to make it worse every day, like our current president, who just keeps spewing out nonsense and wrong information, hires people that don't know their ass from a hole in the ground, that are not experts, you know. And so here's the thing. Here's what Biden and Harris will do. They will put a stop to the never-ending corruption and cronyism.
They're from Washington. How could they?
The reason why, you know what? I don't agree with that. The reason why I want Trump, the reason why I want Trump out of there is nothing to do with the coronavirus. I think that's just a sad side note that he has made it so much worse.
I know, you guys wanted him out of there before he was even inaugurated. We've been over that.
Exactly, exactly. And that was one of our best discussions.
Isn't that called a conspiracy, by the way?
No, it's called people with a brain realizing what a fucked up, terrible mistake that it was made by electing him and then deciding right afterwards to, hey, get to work and try to figure out how to correct the problem.
Are you willing to go on record right now and say that you think Biden is the best person to lead this country?
Out of two choices, yes. Yes.
Just, is he the best person?
I think, like I said before, Pete Buttigieg was my choice to run for president, but it didn't work out that way. So, you know, the reality of it is the only possible alternative to another 4 years of Donald Trump is a Democratic candidate victory, and that's Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
And there's a lot of problems with that because obviously there's not going to be any continuity there. I mean, Biden's going to kick the bucket.
What do you mean, continuity?
In the sense that, you know, he's not going to complete one term, let alone two. I saw an interview with those two, you know, because we brought this up. So we theorize that, is it possible that he is just running and is going to put her in place, the day he says, I do, or whatever they say. And he's going to step down.
Travis. Yeah, here's the thing. I mean, Trump is so toxic and so wrong, and that was such a horrible mistake. And I don't care if half the country thinks it was the right thing to do or not, that it is not really relevant at this point. The damage that's being done to our democracy, the corruption and the cronyism that is just rampant. I mean, and after we get through with this highfalutin conversation, we got to talk a little bit about what is this bullshit going on with Oracle. So TikTok has to be sold. Microsoft can't buy it because they want to actually buy it, right, and run it. And Yeah, but Oracle. But Oracle's the you know what Oracle is? You know who that guy is?
Yeah.
Who that company is? That's Trump's buddy. That's his best friend. They're nice to him. So they get this deal. This is not a sale. This is another giant example of Trump cronyism. And hey, Mr. I hate communism. I'm all about free enterprise. Let me clue you in. This is communism. This Oracle deal for TikTok, that's communism. That is when the government decides who buys and who owns and who runs what companies. That's communism.
Yeah, and as soon as they buy it, then your party is going to make sure that the board of that company is filled with every single person that they want to put in there and take all their profits and make them pay, you know, all the taxes in the world so that they're not successful.
They're going to take their profits. That's probably for sure. But
I could get, do we care about TikTok? Should we just let it, what's the issue there that it's some, crazy Chinese spy campaign?
Well, you know,
do you use TikTok? I don't even know what it is. I mean, I've heard of it, but I don't use it.
I don't use it because I'm pretty sure TikTok is a lot like heroin. Okay. It's really nice the first time, the first couple times,
but you can never get that high again.
Then you're just addicted. I mean, there's an artificial intelligence at work in that thing. And actually, from what I hear, it's highly enjoyable, right? I've seen a bunch of TikTok videos. I did not download the app, and I don't give a crap less about China.
I would be willing to bet, and I'd put you in this category too. I'd be willing to bet we would not be addicted to TikTok. We should try it for an experiment.
I don't know. We only have a few weeks left to experiment because I
thought that deadline passed. Wasn't it last week?
Here's the thing. TikTok's not going anywhere. It never was going anywhere. This Oracle's going to enter into a vendor financing kind of arrangement with ByteDance, which is the company that owns TikTok in China. And this is a thing because Oracle is nice to Trump. He's one of their cronies. This is more of his cronyism. You're always worried about government picking winners and losers. This is the deal, right? Trump lied to the American public. There's nothing new there. Everybody's used to that, so that doesn't even matter anymore. But it was never about security.
He's true about something.
Grab him by the pussy.
Yeah, there you go. That wasn't a lie either. It was never about.
Well, what are we saying? About, so, okay, he's corrupt.
Well, let me finish. Lay this out. This is a little. I don't want to get in the weeds, but
we're in the weeds.
We're in the weeds.
We live in the weeds.
I'd like to get some weed, right?
That's legal now. That would be good for you, by the way.
Yeah.
Would you consider that? I'm curious because, you know, you quit smoking. We went over that, but you also don't drink. You haven't had alcohol of any sort in a long time. We have discussed in the past, you know, what possible life event would, you know, maybe contribute to you having a beverage with me one day. But what about weed? Can you smoke weed? Would you? Is that against your morals?
It's not against my morals. I don't like weed because it exacerbates an anxiety situation that I, you know, and that could make me smoke again. So
what about edibles?
Well, we'll do the same thing. But I'd be even more lethargic than I am now.
All right. Sorry to get you off track here.
Yeah,
corruption.
Yeah, I've done everything from acid to aspirin. So it does is, and I'm really
and you're worried
good.
About
I'm really,
TikTok,
huh?
And you're worried about TikTok.
Let me just lay this out about TikTok because what this is corruption at the highest level. This is Trump manipulating the situation so that Oracle buys TikTok and gets hooked up with this big cloud, you know, service deal. Oracle is not a particular, I mean, they're kind of been passed by a lot of other tech companies that have been more successful. This is going to be a huge shot in the arm for Oracle. Does Oracle give a shit about TikTok? They won't have anything to do with it. Do you think that the TikTok people, you know, because their private equity group is US based for this. So this is a financing.
So it's
deal
Trump's
for
buddy.
TikTok.
So what? What are you saying?
Well, this is because, listen.
Is this an emolument
Microsoft
or something?
So he comes to America and says, hey, TikTok has to shut down or sell out to an American company. Microsoft steps up to the thing and makes a really good offer for it, and will do everything, and they will guarantee that the logarithms are protected and that the security of Americans' information aren't at risk. And they say no. Trump just says, no, fuck off. You're not buying it. And then he paves the way for Oracle to make this deal because Oracle is friendly to Trump.
Okay. So you're saying politically that's they're all friendly wrong. To him.
That this is not the sell. TikTok's not being sold. That's not happening. Here's what happened. He made this idiotic statement a few weeks back, and his people came to him and said, what the fuck have you done?
I think there's a lot of that going on lately.
Yeah, do you understand how screwed up this is, how fraught with legal problems this is going to be? And there was no way out. This is the way out. This is the way. This Oracle is the way that he can say, well, look, I took care of the problem. I fixed it. But he doesn't. Oracle's not going to run TikTok. Oracle's not going to change the logarithms. Our information is just at risk, will be just as at risk. And who gives a shit anyway, right? You have a lot more chance of something like your – I just heard Scott Galloway talking about this today on a podcast. You have a lot more at risk with Uber, some kind of – AI laid over Uber, taking all your information. That will tell whoever you don't want to know that where you're going, that you're going to the weed store, that you're going to that you're taking your wife to the gynecologist. I mean, there's not really much at risk with TikTok. That was always a red herring.
Well, hey, listen, I don't want to bring the vibe of the show down, but you'll get no argument from me. I don't disagree. I never understood it either. I mean, all that's software we're talking about too. But there was an issue with Huawei making phones, but every freaking iPhone that we have is made in China.
You will not see this type of manipulation and corruption from Biden.
You're right about that, because he will be dead on day two. That's true.
So to go back to your previous thing, hey, and we can move on.
I have
on.
An important question for you.
All right. I'm going to acquiesce.
What's the difference between an algorithm and a logarithm?
I have no idea.
Do you know? No, I don't know. I don't know anything about
it. Did I interchange the two? I think it's algorithm. And so I'm the guy that spent 20 years measuring structures to determine their cubic footage. And in my senior year of high school, I told my counselor that I don't need geometry. I will never fucking need geometry. And I'm dropping the class.
Little did God know.
Who I don't think either of us is particularly tight with.
Nobody sent,
put me in a career. Oh, I'll tell you that again. Nobody can hear that.
Nobody fucks with the Jesus.
Well, this is the one thing in my life that sort of makes me think there might be a Jesus, because somebody sentenced me to 30 years of running around measuring buildings, geometry, my entire working career. So,
well, listen, like I said, I don't disagree with your statement that TikTok isn't a threat. I don't see that argument. But and with Trump, how can we be surprised? I mean, that's the whole thing with this guy, is that, he's been pretty transparent. But that's not to say that some of this other shit that Harris is going to do, because let's be real about it, Biden's not going to last. So the type of manipulation that they will impose on businesses is also a form of corruption. Let's be real.
Boy, I don't know. I don't see either one of them as being particularly far left. I know that's your big fear.
What do you mean they're not that far left?
They're not. Biden is not far left at all, and neither is Harris.
He doesn't have much left, if that's what you mean.
That's true. I was really looking forward to the Biden cracks are really they're my favorite part of this.
I want to get to this clip. I wanted to play you the this is when Trump was in California. And listen, I don't think
science knows. Is that the clip?
Yes, and it's let me get this going.
It's my favorite.
From our perspective, there is amazing partnership on the ground, and there needs to be. As the governor said, we've had temperatures explode this summer. You may have learned that we broke a world record in the Death Valley, 130 degrees. But even in greater LA, 120 plus degrees. And we're seeing this warming trend make our summers warmer, but also our winters warmer as well. So I think one area of mutual agreement and priority is vegetation management. But I think we want to work with you to really recognize the changing climate and what it means to our forests and actually work together with that science. That science is going to be key, because if we ignore that science and sort of put our head in the sand and think it's all about vegetation management, we're not going to succeed together protecting Californians.
Okay. It'll start getting cooler.
You just watch. I wish science agreed with you.
Hey, well, I don't think science knows, actually.
That makes me laugh every time I hear it.
That is my favorite clip of the week. I mean, he's just sitting there.
I don't think science knows, actually. That is awesome.
I mean, this coming from the biggest dipshit on the planet. I just can't believe. So, look, I'm sure that was a panel of far left California know-it-alls. But
well, you know, he was getting a report. I think there were some of the fire battalion chiefs and then the forest management people, and then the governor was there. And so I don't remember this guy who was talking, but they're all sitting there wearing their masks in the visual, you know, and Trump's not wearing his mask and he has that big.
And he's 12 feet away.
Well, there's like a U-shaped table, and I think they did space him out. But yeah. Newsom, he made a comment. He's like afraid of Trump. He was like kissing his balls to not, you know, start a fight, because they have this. They have both said publicly, like, hey, he's nice to me, I'm nice to him. And, you know,
really?
Yeah, because I don't think they want to fight with one another. And Trump has said many times, hey, you know, California is a disaster, homelessness, blah, blah, blah. Obviously, it's a democratically run state and it's a disaster like all the other states. But I'm not going to say anything about the governor because he's been nice to me. And so, you know, and Newsom, similarly, in this press conference, he was like afraid to say anything about Trump. He was just, you know, hey, I know we have this relationship. That we stroke each other's balls, and I don't want to. I want to be nice to you, but I respectfully disagree with the science comment, and I wish, you know, but that's for another day. You know, he was like really dancing around it. I was kind of shocked.
I hate him. I mean, I know you only hate sharks, but I think I'm really okay. Let me take that back. I really don't care for Governor Newsom. His Democratic affiliation notwithstanding. I just don't like him.
He just makes bad decisions.
I don't know what to tell you. Even with that, California is still the best place to live in the world. And that is,
I think that is, you gotta travel more, my friend. Listen, whenever I leave California, and specifically when I leave the country, there are things that I immediately miss. I mean, like literally when I'm in Tom Bradley terminals, like, okay, I miss the US. But then, yeah. You know,
hamburgers.
Then there's other times when you're like, it's so refreshing when you leave, because, you know, just kind of a different perspective on the world. And, you know, I think that maybe that's not an untrue statement that California is the best place to live. That's not guaranteed. You know, that's not guaranteed to be the case in the future.
And I disagree with that either. I mean, you know, you and I have had enough experience with California regulatory issues in California to, you know, it's hard for a pretty hardcore liberal like me to deal with what has happened in California, what's become of the California, you know, government. I mean, it's just so. It's just not good. The government is tired. We've got to get things like taxes and things under control in unions and so forth. It's just a little bit out of control here.
And our the potential of our president with Harris comes from California.
That's going to be a good thing for us. I just don't have any bad feelings about Kamala Harris. I don't see her at
She's
all.
She's part of the problem.
Huh?
She is part of the problem.
What part of the problem is she?
She's part of the problem with everything that's gone wrong in California. She's part of the problem with all of the nonsense, crazy leftist ideas that she's going to bring to DC should they get elected. She's a disaster.
Well, I mean, there's plenty of stuff to worry about, I guess, and I can see where you might be worried about that. I think that. And certainly I don't see any of that with Biden. I think that they're going to be centrist, just like all politicians to get into that situation.
Well, let's, you know, let's be real.
The guy that's not followed the norm is Trump. And I think a lot of people like that about him, I guess. I mean, I think part of his part of
I like that about him. Think about that. No, think about that. I like, as a statement, I like that about him. I don't like the things, how he does it. I don't like what he says. I don't like everything that he does. But I think the spirit of that is refreshing, that you have somebody who's not going to do things the way it's always been done. I mean, did anybody take him seriously? I mean, maybe his base did. I didn't. But when he was running and said, I'm going to drain the swamp and do this and do that, I mean, okay, that sounds good and catchy on the campaign trail. But
he is the swamp.
Yeah, okay, fine. I mean, he's the swamp. But the other side is the same old insiders boys club of the same kind of corruption.
You know, I don't know about you. I guess I kind of do know about you. But I'm pretty sure for myself that I would like to go – I'd be happy to go back to something that's a little more normal. This departure from our norms and so forth has been done in such a way that it is destructive and dangerous. And I want it to stop. And frankly, I don't think there's any issue that is more important right now than making this stop. We have got to get Trump. Look, I'm a zealot on this. We have to get Trump out because he's fucking.
We will get him out in 4 more years.
4 more years. There'll be so much destruction. It won't be correctable.
And you think that the saviors are going to come in and do that now, your people?
I think that we'll have a hell of a lot less corruption, and we can turn back many of the very, very nasty, very bad things that Trump has accomplished. You know, I'm not saying he hasn't accomplished a lot. He has, all bad. Every single fucking thing.
Tax reform
done,
was bad?
It's bad, dude.
How was
it's
it not, bad?
It was just a favor for more. It was just
no,
more
it wasn't.
Cronyism.
It benefited almost everybody. And the fact that people said, hey, I got a smaller tax return, which was all that was reported in the mainstream media, was because that everybody brought home more money during their take home checks throughout the year.
Doesn't matter. I still paid it didn't change my tax rate.
You have a BMW. What do you need it for?
Well, like we say, you know. You make good decisions, you do better.
But how is it a good idea that it infuriates me when politicians think that government is the answer? And, you know, Trump really isn't that much different from the left in that sense, because he really does think in his position as the president and his government can solve the problem too. Government is the problem. They can't solve the problem. They are the problem.
Well, so, I don't think I disagree with you much on that basic premise. Right. But you just, before I could even discuss it, you know, I mean, to be honest with you, I didn't like George Bush.
You'd take him back now, wouldn't you?
I would take him back compared to Trump because he's not.
And he's an artist.
He's not a soulless good fuck like Trump. Right? The guy, I mean, just, oh, Jesus. When I see him, frankly, a lot of this, Travis, is personal for me. I think I'm going to kill myself if I have to listen to 4 more years of Trump as president. I mean, unless he
dies, he's not
going
anywhere.
I thought
the COVID was going to take you out.
Huh?
I thought you were going to be taken out by the COVID.
No, not if I have anything to do about it. I'm not making any stupid decisions. Have you seen me in a bar, in a restaurant, in a movie theater, at a concert, at a Trump rally?
Well, listen,
I'm not stupid like Herman Cain.
Your people said this 4 years ago that they weren't going to kill themselves, but they were going to leave the country. How many, you know, people? A lot of these crazy celebrities. I'm going to go to Canada. I'm going to leave the country. Okay, sure.
I don't
think
there
Where
was
are you
a
now?
Lot of people saying that.
Oh, yes, there was.
I said it and I meant it. If Kanye West becomes president, I'm moving.
Where are you going to move? California is the greatest place. I'll be there with you in South
Africa.
Your
recommendation.
Yeah, hey, why not?
Well, I know some people. If Kanye West becomes president, I'm going to leave the country. I'm going to move to Florida. Oh, is that part of the United States? And how?
That's part of Republica.
I really thought that Hurricane Michael was going to disconnect Florida from, you know, the United States up by the panhandle, and it was going to float off to Cuba or something.
Well, you know, same with earthquakes in California. It's going to break off into the ocean, and we'll have Arizona Bay.
The birth of a few different things. Hey, do we you know, did, I know we brought up, we talked about splitting the country. Have you thought any more about that? I like the fact that we named it.
Yes.
Republican Democratica.
Yes. Well, that goes along with the same nomenclature like Canada. I think it fits for our Canadian friends.
Do you think Republica would have herd mentality?
It's a strong possibility.
Oh my God. So, you know, it's been quite a week. I know we covered last week. We talked about episode 5. We talked about the, Democratic, Republican Democratica. Democratica. How fucking fires are burning down most of the Democratica.
Well, and you know, I don't know if I said this already, but I do think that obviously there's a season. It seems to me, I'm not a, you know, climate person, I don't know anything about it, but doesn't it seem like to you that the seasons have shifted? In other words, it's all kind of like it accelerated by a month, you know, the cold or the heat and the winds and that, you know, the stuff that we deal with in California, it just seems like it's all a month earlier.
Yeah, it's going to get cooler.
Yeah, well, I don't think science even knows what it's going to do. Well, here, I got this other one I wanted. This is, I think, Biden pretty much declaring Trump as a climate denier.
Let's see.
Jill and I continued, as I suspect all of you do, is pray for everyone in California.
This is from some other press conference he did. It's a little long, but we'll see how much we can take of it.
Oregon and Washington and across the West as these devastating wildfires rage on, just as we hold them in our hearts, those who have faced the hurricanes, tropical storms off our coast of Florida, North Carolina, or like parts of New Orleans that, in fact, have just been issued an emergency evacuation order for Hurricane Sally.
He meant
floods
hurricane.
And droughts across the Midwest, the fury of climate change everywhere, all this year and right now. Donald Trump's climate denial may not have caused these fires and record floods and record hurricanes, but if he gets a second term, these hellish events will continue to become more common.
I got to pause it there. There's like another minute left on this clip, but how can you say on one side he didn't cause it, but 4 more years he's going to cause it? How does that fucking make any sense?
More devastating and more
chew deadly. On that.
And meanwhile, Donald Trump warns that integration is threatening our suburbs. It's ridiculous.
But that
you know
is racist.
What is actually
right
threatening
there.
Our suburbs? Wildfires are burning the suburbs in the West. Floods are wiping out suburban neighborhoods in the Midwest. Hurricanes are imperiling suburban life along our coast. If we have 4 more years of Trump's climate denial, how many suburbs will be burned and wildfires?
Tell us,
how
Uncle
many
Joe.
Suburban neighborhoods will have been flooded out? How many suburbs will have been blown away in superstorms?
How many?
If you give a climate arsonist 4 more years in the White House, why would anyone be surprised if we have more America ablaze?
Climate arsonist.
If you give a climate denier 4 more years in the White House, why would anyone be surprised when more of America is underwater? We need a president who respects
small potatoes,
who understands that the damage from climate change is already here. Unless we take urgent action, it will soon be more catastrophic.
Wow. What can
you got to get some shorter clips of Joe.
Well, you know what I do is I look for the longest ones to see maybe there's breaking news. He's going to collapse on stage. You see how long he can make it through. How does that make any sense? All right. On one hand, you can just say, okay, Trump, he's not causing this, but 4 more years, he's going to make it worse. How does that make any sense? I don't know anything about the climate. I'm not a climate denier.
He's a climate arsonist.
What does that even mean?
Well, I think that's a great new term. I expect we're going to hear that a lot more coming up in the future here.
Oh, you know, we should have named the podcast Climate Arsonist instead of Couch Funeral.
Couch arsonist.
It has the same kind of ring to it, I think.
Climate funeral. Would you do me a favor and buy those domains immediately following this?
I will. Hey, I'll do it before we post so no one can grab them. But that to me, I mean, obviously we need common sense people who are asking the right questions. I don't know if the climate change is caused by man. That's question number one. So we should be asked, is it? And if it is, and if the answer is yes, what can we do about it? But you don't hear, you know, I think that makes sense, right? Let's understand the world that we live in, and let's understand what our options are, what we can do about it. He's not saying any of that.
Well, I mean, look, I am going to stop short of claiming that I know much about the...
Don't stop. Keep going. Climate. Listen, when you get to be at your advanced age, you get to claim that you're an expert in everything. So just let it out.
Hey, I didn't know you had three guitars.
I do. I got more than that.
Did you ever break down and buy an electric one, or are they all acoustic?
No, those are all acoustic. I don't have an
electric. You don't have an electric?
No. We'll have to jam one day on the podcast.
That's very folksy of you.
It's my sensitive side, singer-songwriter, bud.
All right, cool. The reason why that comes up is I see him behind Tuck. He now has strategically aimed his camera at his guitars.
Well, I had to get rid of the piss plant, and I had to get a new plant.
It looks nicer. It looks much nicer in there.
Well,
right,
you know,
now.
No one else can see me, but I want to make it pleasant for you, my love.
I think that with half of California on fire, this is a hot topic.
No pun intended.
Oh wow. I make really bad puns fully by accident. So I think that it is, I mean, it's not really what I think is the most important issue for Biden to be talking about. To be honest with you, I would prefer that he talk less, as I've said most of the time.
He's going to do everything less pretty soon.
I hope so. And I'm not the only one that thinks that there should be no debates. There's no upside for all of us that want Trump out of the White House, and that is our main number one. You know, a lot of people vote for assholes like Trump to be president. And they fully know he's an asshole, right? I mean, I have a service provider for me at my home that is Hispanic, and he's a super nice guy, and he's got
a pro Trump. He's a pro Trump guy, right?
Well, he is a pro Trump guy, and you know when go back to 4 years ago, 5 years ago, when Trump came on the scene, and I thought there was no chance in hell that the United States was this stupid. But, and I'm not running for office, so I can say that without fear of retribution. But I will tell you, I went to him and I made an assumption, a little bit racist on my part, I think. I made an assumption that he was going to, you know, this wasn't long after the, you know, they're sending they're not sending their best, they're sending their rapists, they're criminals, blah, blah, blah. I should have that up and ready to play, but I don't. But he, you know, I went to him, I said, hey, you know, you got it. You're not, you know, what do you think about this? Then he's like, oh, I'm going to vote for him. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
You know, he hates you, right? He thinks that you and everybody from Mexico or South America is, you know, that they're terrible.
That is an important message, because if that's true, and whether or not he knew that about Trump to be true, which is a whole other story. But it's important because he realizes in this world, in this America, as long as it's not Republica and Democratica, as long as we're all forced to live with one another, that unfortunately Trump is the only option to let me somehow figure out my chance at the American dream. Because the other side is going to impede me every step of the way and take my dream from me. That's exactly what he thought.
Unfortunately, that has nothing to do with it. He already has achieved the American dream. He's no young guy, and he's closer to my age than he is yours. And I asked him, and I'm glad you put that out there, because that would be a pretty common assumption. I'm sure a lot of people listening make that assumption, but he's a single issue voter, right? He's Hispanic and he's Catholic, and it's just about abortion. And there is nothing else about it matters to him. He doesn't give a shit. He's already owns his own company. He's already, you know, advanced in age. He's evidently fairly religious, and abortion is the only issue he gives a crap about. And like a lot of people, he's a single issue voter, right? And so it's for him, it was just about that. And I'm going to tell you, I'm hoping for a lot of that on the Democratic side. This should be a single issue election. It has nothing to do with what the Democrats, what the far left, what OAC or any of them talk about or think they're going to do or would like to do. None of that shit's going to happen. We just want to get Trump out because he's toxic and he's bad and he's
corrupt.
But here's
the problem. If in what you just said, there probably are a lot of people that are single issue voters. There are many that are, the opposite of that. Every issue, and a lot of people are split down the middle. But the point is, when you stack those two up against one another and you compare and you say, okay, but here's my choice over here and here's my choice over there, the Democrats are losing. They are not putting forth any plan to give anybody a choice that says your life will be better if we are in power. The only thing they're saying is we're not Trump. We're not climate arsonists. And whatever other tagline of the week they have. What do they have that the people are saying, okay, that makes me confident. We're going to go with that. They've got nothing. And the stuff that they do have, they're letting the extremists in their party, the AOCs, the Bernie Sanders, the Elizabeth Warrens of the world, totally distort their message if they really are centrist, because they're letting that shit creep into their campaign.
Well, we're going to see. I mean, it's going to be it's coming so fast. I don't know.
We might have to post every day when we get to the election week. It's going to be wild.
Sort of like we did during the conventions, how we posted every day during, we didn't do that. Nobody can find time to do this shit 5 days a week. I am not. So just for the sake of everybody listening, I want to see if I can say something clearly for once. I'm not predicting a Democratic victory. I didn't predict a Trump victory 4 years ago. I'm not good at predictions. I think it's obvious that I want Trump to be not the president anymore. After that,
that's obvious. You're right.
I'd like to see him in.
What about jail, that picture you sent me today of you with Trump hair?
Don't even think about it. So for our listeners, Travis obviously downloaded a new app from the Democratic store, I guess, on the app store, where he can put Trump hair on anybody. Put it on your dog.
I've had that for like 4 years since he was elected.
I thought I seen that somewhere else before.
Yeah.
That's the worst picture I've ever taken. And you have made it worse by putting Trump's hair on my head. So.
Can we trust these polls? I think we have a friendly wager.
I don't think you can trust polls. I don't think you can trust polls, but
never trust anybody on a poll.
Well, because she's probably a hooker and she's going to take your money, Travis. I tried to tell you that.
I went to somebody's house one time, a very famous somebody, I won't say, and there were rumors that this person had a stripper pole. She was like really famous. She still is, but huge name at the time.
Yeah.
And there were rumors that she had a stripper pole in her house. And it was true. She did.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. I took a sample.
Did you?
I have my sample vial.
I often like to use a stripper pole for exercise because,
that would be a good look for you.
That whole thing about being clumsy really doesn't work for me on the pole.
Not that. I just think the blood would turn people off on the pole. Could be wrong. Might be a fetish.
Oh, my God. So it's been a while. We haven't traveled anywhere for how long has it been now?
Has
it
been 6.5, 7 months? Yeah.
Yeah. So you guys haven't had a chance to. I mean, typically where I get hurt is, when I travel for business, that's typically when I fall down, trip over stuff. Walking through lobbies or tripping over curbs and face planting into the bushes or something like that.
It's all in good fun. And you have plenty of people there to save you.
Yeah, I don't blame Donald Trump for any of that. Just wanted to put that out there.
Write that down too. Thank you. Mike doesn't blame Trump.
Put that under Mike's facts.
Yeah, I should go back and read your facts, but I don't know if we should fact check them before we put them out.
Fact check anything I say you want. All right. I put that out there right now.
All right, dude.
I am not down with alternative facts. I'm just not down. And good riddance to that stupid bitch because she's off. She's out of there, right?
Yeah.
The gal that coined that phrase.
I think.
What's her name? Come on. You're younger than me. You should be able to think of her name. The blonde gal. She's gone.
I know, like I know every blonde.
Don't you? Well, anyway, the president's campaign manager from 4 years ago, the name is, I'm failing on the name, but that's nothing unusual.
He's had so many blondes, I don't remember.
I know. Yeah, well, everybody in his orbit is blonde.
Well, they all come from central casting.
Fortunately for Ivanka. Yeah, it's a, hey, did you hear that Ivanka's mother claims that she could, she would make a good, that, that Ivanka would make, so what's her name? What was the mother's name? It's not Ivanka. The current. No,
I think you just
no,
say it not. Differently. It's like Ivanka is the mom and Ivanka is the daughter.
Is it really? Is that what it is? It's not, is it?
No, I don't know. It's something like that,
well,
though.
Well, her mom,
Ivana.
Ivana. She thinks that Ivanka would make a great president. So you got that to look forward to.
Yeah, people always say that.
Who's got a better chance, Don Jr. or Ivanka?
They say that about every, you know, pretty face. They said it about Michelle Obama, too, you know, and people even try to get her to run.
You better hope, for your conservative sake, that she never changes her mind about politics. Because if she ran...
What does she know about politics?
It would be a landslide.
Yeah, but what does she know about politics? She lived in the White House for 8 years? It doesn't make her... qualified to know anything.
You know what? You could take 100 Donald Trumps and put them all together, and they wouldn't be as intelligent as Michelle Obama's.
Listen, I like Michelle Obama. She's a beautiful woman. I do have some peeps that I know who did say that back in her day when she claimed to be tending to her garden, that she actually never stepped foot in the garden like she always said that she did, her little vegetable garden to feed all the poor kids. But that's another story. But listen,
what friends of yours could be,
I know people. People over there.
Yeah. Is your gardener like the ex gardener from the Obama White House or something?
He is. Yes. I'm on the secret list.
That would be awesome. I wonder if the Rose Garden has recovered from the idiotic changes that Melania and Donald Trump have made in the Rose Garden to host the Republican convention. More outright corruption.
How is that corrupt? I don't understand this.
Well, it's not only corrupt, it's illegal.
How is it illegal? I read this story that they're outraged because we can't have an in-person convention because, you know, we have to socially distance because that's the right thing to do. But now Trump wants to have a campaign rally. He wants to, how dare he have a Trump and Pence sign out front to campaign for their reelection? Doesn't he fucking live at that house? Doesn't he live at that house?
Is that what it was? He just put a sign out in the Rose Garden?
Doesn't he live there? Isn't his name already on the goddamn mail that comes in there? That's the most. And if it's a law, by the way, that's the most ridiculous law I've ever heard. Come on. That dude lost me on that. That is ridiculous. Oh, my God.
The Hatch Act. Just a law. Don't worry about it. I mean, it's
so many laws. What is the difference between that? What's the difference between that and any other speech or update he gives from the place that he lives? Isn't it all political? Isn't everything he says political to what he's trying to get accomplished? Isn't it all one-sided in that respect? I wouldn't criticize any president.
Every White House employee,
even Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, every White House employee that put chairs out into the Rose Garden for the Republican National Convention speech that him and Melania gave, every single one of them, everyone was a violation.
Oh, Jesus Christ. This is right up there with the Russia probe and the whole scam to try to impeach him for that. Come on. Did you hurt yourself on that stretch? Come on. That's ridiculous. And I don't know anything. What is it? The Hatch Act that you said? The hatchet?
Yes, the hatchet
job? Maybe it is. I don't know anything about that law. But just hearing about that and reading it for the first time, you have to just look at that and be objective and say, yeah, I don't see anything wrong with that. He does fucking live there. Come on. That's ridiculous.
You know, even the worst Republican president of the past, take your pick, whoever that might be, we've had some doozies, never even tried to violate the Hatch Act. You know, they would never have even considered it. I mean, the worst among them, pick your
Hey, Trump, you can't go anywhere because, you know, that's wrong. So do it from your pajamas and work from home like we're all doing. That's his home. What the fuck?
You can't send government employees to
work
on your campaign and do things for you for your campaign. You can't give campaign speeches from the White House.
I don't think that qualifies. That's nonsense to me.
I think it would be good. I think you should prosecute him, put him in jail for that. I mean, I'll take anything to get him behind bars.
That's the problem. That's
him and Manafort and Stone. They should all share a cell with Bubba and drop the soap.
Let's leave it at that.
Tip four.
All right, dude. Good chatting with you.
Is that it? Are we out of time?
I think we're out of time for today.
All right. Well, it was good, man.
It was good. It was great. I'll catch you next time.
Hey, everybody, have a good weekend, huh?
Bye.
This is Travis and Mike saying
sayonara.
Bye.